Over the past 17 years, weather patterns have become more erratic than usual. Tornadoes, hurricanes, tsunamis, and yes, even acid rains have been changing our planet. Lurking underground for all those years in the safety and solitude of their subterranean lairs, the cicadas patiently await their cue to surface as they suck up nutrients from the soil and grow. There's no telling how big they'll get by the time they emerge. Look out below. This is Cicada Madness.
You're listening to Episode 1, Somewhere in Hancock.
Damn it. Lost the signal again.
Coming.
The music here sucks.
Might get a bit loud.
There we go.
But don't worry. We'll make sure to drown out the sounds of those 17-year critters with some great tunes. But up first, a look at the weather.
Shit. Amber, did Brett and Marcus confirm that they're coming along with us?
If there's one thing I've made sure those boys from Beta Epsilon Epsilon Rho understand, it's that once the condom's on, they're either coming with us or not at all.
Really?
Rule number one of the trip. I can be as crass as I want, and you can't stop me.
When do we decide that?
Just now. Come on, Jamie, they'll be there. Remember what Brad said before we left?
He grunted, crushed a can on his head, winked, and then high-fived you?
That's his way of saying, hell yeah, we're in.
I don't know. Fine. This is going to be the best trip ever, and no amount of worrying is going to change that. We got a cabin by the lake.
Hot guys.
And drinks.
And plenty of protection.
And weed is legal now.
Not in West Virginia, it ain't.
It will be for us.
Damn right it will.
Hell yeah.
This rest. And that pie.
I think your arteries would disagree.
Well, my feet don't. You want to take over some of the driving duties?
You know I don't drive stick.
Can I get y'all anything else?
As much as I would love some more of your delicious pie, I'm going to have to say no.
Same goes for me. Just the check, please.
Here you go. Registers by the door. Y'all have a safe drive now.
Thanks.
Fine, I'll keep driving. Just let me sit for another minute.
Hey, why do you think they make that noise?
Who? The waitress? The cashier? The register?
The cicadas, Amber. You know, the ones that go...
I'm sorry, one more time?
You know, the ones that go... Haha, Amber, very funny. Like you don't know what I'm talking about.
The fuck should I know? You're the bio major. Where'd this come from?
The radio earlier. They're out in force this year.
Oh, shit, yeah. I remember the last time this happened.
Amber, you were 5 the last time this happened.
And I was a smart-ass 5-year-old. Mom took us for a walk in Central Park, but we had to go back because the noise was deafening and the shells were super grody. What?
You gonna get on a skateboard and collect some pogs there, 90s chick?
Oh, shut up. Let's go pay for our food and get going.
Thank you. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Who do you think will be louder? You and Brad, or the cicadas?
Look who's being crass now! And I'll have you know, I am not that loud.
Honey, your mom over in New City knows every time you've gotten some. You forget how thin the walls of the dorms are. How many guys have you fucked this semester alone, Amber?
I don't know, like 30 maybe?
And I could tell you all of their names.
Shut up, Jamie. You've only been with like 4 guys since you've gotten to college.
And 1 girl. Just because I prefer men doesn't make me any less bi.
Who? When? How'd I miss your 5th sex partner?
Last week. Because I have my secrets. And you were with Mike number 7. The third who spells it with a Y.
And?
Start the car and I'll tell you.
Tell me and I'll start the car.
Fine. Jen.
Quiet, Jen. From Bio-229?
Well, if you were in your room instead of out with Mike, you'd have to find a new nickname for him. Right now?
I don't know. Check the GPS.
Says somewhere in Hancock.
Ugh. I hate driving through here. Crooked roads, all these stupid watermelon-sized potholes I gotta drive around. It's like they haven't paved in decades.
It's pretty, though.
Pretty if you like mountains.
I do like mountains.
I'm sorry. I'm so annoyed right now. I just want to get to the cabin already. All that talk of Mike reminded me how much I want to get to the cabin and burn bread.
Is that all you've been thinking about?
Yes, Jamie, that's all I ever think about. Just getting hot and heavy with dreamy Brad.
Not also with Marcus?
I wouldn't take him from you.
I appreciate your chivalry, but we're gonna hang out too, right? Just us girls?
Of course. This is our trip. Brad and Marcus are just bonuses.
GPS says an hour to the cabin. We got this.
Hell yeah, we do.
Got that out of your system?
One more. Patriarchal ass hattery!
That's what you get for hitting a pothole.
There was no pothole when the front wheels drove over it. And we're even more in the middle of fuck all because the stupid GPS decided to take us on the scenic route. I guess scenic means breaking down in Nowheresville.
All right. No need to yell at me. Let's just find a gas station.
You mean walk into the darkness? Nuh-uh. Someone has to come get us at some point. We can just call someone, right?
You do realize that was the first thing I tried. Signal spotty at best, but the GPS says there's a motel in the distance. Maybe they'll have a phone we can use.
Ugh, fuck it, fine. Brad will just have to wait. Hey, Jamie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I got us stuck.
It's not your fault. I'm surprised we didn't hit any of those earlier. And bonus, we didn't die.
You're a good friend, Jamie.
You too, Amber.
Jamie, look. It actually exists. Let's go.
Amber, hold up.
Anybody awake? Hello?
I'm surprised no one's here.
And what's with that wallpaper? It's like Rothko tried to paint like Pollock. Ugh, tacky.
Maybe there's a bell behind the desk or some... Oh. My. God.
What? What is...
We need to find that phone.
The body's moving.
Jamie, why is the dead body moving? It shouldn't be moving.
I don't know.
Oh, God, it's looking up. Cicada! But those things are supposed to be tiny.
Well, this one didn't get the memo.